So, I thought I would do a video on something a little bit lighter than recently. Because you guys, I don't know about you, but this energy lately through the eclipses and heading into the Scorpio new moon on November the 13th and the Eris North Node conjunction that's going to be on the 27th is kind of heavy. I'm noticing Scorpio's a lot to do with flooding and plumbing and things like that. And so many people are having floods or plumbing issues. I saw somewhere there was a big flood somewhere in the world today. I can't keep up, and I'm trying not to stick in the news. So I thought I would just have a quick look at something that's going to lighten things a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Thank heavens. But before I do, please subscribe to my channel, give me a thumbs up, leave me a comment, and I pulled some cards. So first of all, what I'm going to talk about today is that Venus is entering Libra on the 8th or 9th, depending where you are. And that will be until December the 4th. And then Mercury is entering Sagittarius on the 10th till December the 1st. So they're roughly traveling through the next signs for about the same period. So I thought I'd pull a couple of cards. This, I just felt like I need to do a lighter reading. Anyway, for Venus entering Libra, we get the Mysteries, which in the Red Seeds tarot is the Fool card. New beginnings, infinite possibilities. Now, of course, Libra is Venus' home, so she's very happy in there, and this is the sign of balance, harmony, justice, scales of justice, that's constantly seeking the balance. And Venus in the sign of Libra is much more sociable, lighter, just like this, and ready to take a leap into a bit of a new beginning. Now, we'll look through the aspects as we go through, but you'll be glad to know that actually, she is not making too many aspects, but we'll look at all of them. So I want to read you the quote again from the book for the Red Seeds Tarot, and suddenly you know it's time to start something new and trust the magic of beginnings. That's by Meister Eckhart. So, it's fresh. Libra is an air sign and it feels like freshness. Okay, so that's on December the 8th. I'll share the charts in a minute. And then we get Mercury, the messenger. So Venus, the planet of love and relationship, is entering the sign of air sign of mediation, coming together, collaboration, all those kind of things. But then we also have Mercury just 2 days later moving into the sign of Sagittarius. Now, Mercury is said to be in detriment in Sagittarius, but I have Mercury in Sagittarius. So I like my Mercury. But I guess it can be a little bit blurty, a little bit kind of telling the truth without kind of any filters. Foot in mouth syndrome comes to mind for Mercury in Sagittarius. However, I pulled for the Mercury's journey in the sign of Sagittarius from the 10th of November to December the 1st. I pulled the Three of Torches. Okay. this fire sign, that's wands in any other, in most decks. And this is I am enthusiasm. Mercury in Sagittarius is so enthusiastic. So let me read you the quote. In each moment, the fire rages. It will burn away 100 veils and carry you 1,000 steps towards your goal. And that's by Rumi. So why did I want to talk about these two together? Let's share the chart and go through some aspects and look at where we're starting at. First of all, I'm recording this on November the 6th. Now, if I take out my plethora of asteroids and centaurs that I like to use, this is really dense energy. We've got this intense Scorpio energy with Mercury still in Scorpio. And then we have a lot of Earth energy over here with Venus in Virgo as well. We also have, Jupiter and Uranus retrograde in Taurus, which is an Earth sign. We've got Saturn and Neptune in water sign, which is very nebulous, and Pluto in an Earth sign, Capricorn. So we've got a lot of Earth and water. I'm just going to pause one moment. Hang on a second. Oh, so where was I? Yes, I was talking about the dense energy now. So much Earth and water. This Scorpio energy has been so extreme. We had the Taurus full moon lunar eclipse with the sun in Scorpio. And you can still see, even if we take out asteroid Lilith and dwarf planet Haumea, we've got four significant planets in the sign of Scorpio and opposing Jupiter and Uranus retrograde. It's dense, it's challenging. But the good news is that these two are moving into fire and air. And Venus is moving into the sign of Libra, which is her own sign. So let's just have a look at Venus ingress into Libra, first of all. 2 days' time, recording this on November the 6th, Venus enters the sign of Libra. Negotiation, collaboration, partnership is going to start being up. Okay, it'll feel like a blast, literally, of fresh air with Libra being an air sign and with Venus being so strong in it. Ideas will start to flow, moving out of that density of the deep, deep waters of Scorpio. And, I love the sign of Virgo, but, Venus in Virgo is very serious and very determined and very critical in many ways. So, as I said, Venus will be in the sign of Libra until December the 4th. Now, she's actually, which is also a really good a good thing, Venus is actually not making many aspects. So let's have a look at the major aspects when she moves in, or as she moves through the sign of Libra. November the 14th would have been my dad's birthday. It's Prince Charles' birthday. Anyway, Venus in Libra will square Vesta, and before that will square Pholus. Now, Vesta and, I don't know why we've got chaos on there. Let's take that off. Too many things. Vesta has been opposing Pholus for some time. Now, this is forming a T-square. Pholus is the Pandora's box centaur. Vesta is the focus and devotion and the flame of both our inner flame and the heart. And Venus is going to square both of them, bringing in that sense of negotiation and courts and justice, and but also kind of some mediation, collaboration, coming together and saying what's been what's come out of that Pandora's box, and how do we focus on our own sense of safety and security, and our families as well. So that is, you know, a little bit of a glitch in the middle. But that's right over there on the 14th. And then we really have no other major aspects while Venus is in the sign of Libra until on the 22nd, Venus will come up and oppose the sign of Chiron, the planet, the centaur Chiron, sorry. And, you know, that's probably going to dig in to a little bit of our core identity wounds, and a little bit, it may be a little bit triggers may come up, so to speak, around relationship trauma. But, you know, that's a fairly fast aspect. Then really there's not much else until the end of the month. So let's have a look at the end of the month. And really all this happens on one day. So, well, there's one more aspect after this. So Venus in Libra will conjunct the South Node, really kind of activating that eclipse energy, and oppose the North Node and then Eris. Now, these two have Eris and the North Node. Their exact conjunction is on the 27th, and already they're 17 minutes apart because the North Node is gaining speed and moving away from Eris. But that's kind of like a last blast, really, of that new moon eclipse that we had on October the 14th, the Ring of Fire eclipse. And it's more fire and air saying time to shake things up, time to do things differently, and time to stop. Kind of, you know, Venus in Libra, Venus can be a little bit lazy, can be a little bit, I don't want to make the effort. Let's bring it all to us. You know, it can be a little bit like, let's make nice and not make the effort. Eris having none of that. So it's going to really shake things up at the end of the month. And then the last square for Venus in the sign of Libra before she leaves that sign is the square to Pluto. And Venus will square Pluto maybe for the last time, actually. Bear with me one minute. December the 3rd, 2023. May the 1st, they will be in different signs. Pluto will already be in Aquarius. September, oh no, they've got one more. Next year, they will square off one more time. So this square is actually kind of a prequel to the last square that's at the aneretic degrees of Libra and Capricorn. This is really the beginning of the end of this cardinal upheaval that we are in. Any aspects that any major planets that square or oppose Pluto at this time are saying, are we finished up with all that's been revealed? Venus strong in Libra, saying, you know, do we need any more? You know, do or can we kind of finally start to resolve some of these power imbalances and power struggles that we've had? And then that's it. Venus will move into the sign of Scorpio on December the 4th. But luckily, by the time she moves into Scorpio, the Sun, Mars, and Ceres, as well as Mercury, have left the building. They've gone out of Scorpio. So the intensity has eased. Right then, Mercury. So remember, we got this enthusiasm, breath of fresh air. So Mercury into the sign of Sagittarius on November the 10th, early on the Eastern Coast. Where I am, it'll actually be late on the 9th, and the Pacific Coast and Hawaii and some other places to the west of where I am. It will be late on the 9th. But for most people, it will be on Friday, November the 10th. Mercury leaves this density of Scorpio into the optimistic and truth-telling and truth-seeking energy of Sagittarius. Of course, straight away, Mercury will square Saturn, okay, on that day, because Saturn has only by that point moved 2 minutes from the station direct. So immediately, Mercury in Sagittarius is going to square off to Saturn in Pisces. That could be a little bit of a test of our faith and belief. We may get some information that makes us kind of just stop and go, oh, that's a bit of a tough lesson. But we are capable of moving beyond it. And again, there's not a huge amount of aspects because Mercury's journey is pretty fast, right? Only till December the 1st, Mercury will whiz through this fast fire of enthusiastic Sagittarius for that enthusiasm. So it's really kind of going to, be like a bit of a whirlwind, to be quite honest. The next major aspect for Mercury? Bear with me. There we go. November the 15th. Mercury in Sagittarius. There we go. Mercury in Sagittarius, not the moon, at 7 degrees will sextile Venus at 7 degrees in a 7 year. We are really being asked to really step into trust. There's so much trust being destroyed. People have been losing their minds. This is saying Mercury and Venus going, hey, have some faith, have some trust, have some optimism, have some hope, have some hopium. But it's also kind of this more spiritually enlightened kind of energy. That's a nice aspect on the 15th, okay? It does coincide with Venus on that T-square to what's been coming out of Pandora's box. They happen at the same time. And I think this Vesta in the sign of Cancer is saying self-care, self-care, focus on self-care. And I know I talk about it all the time, but that's what that's saying to me. Then Mercury will next square, and I'm not looking at every minor aspect. I do that on my Substack blog, follow my Substack blog. But Mercury over in the sign of Sagittarius will get to 11 degrees and will square Juno partnership asteroid. So first an aspect with Venus and then with Juno. We are really looking hard at creating something new in our relationships in a lot of ways. And then the last aspect that will happen for Mercury's quick visit through the sign of Sagittarius is that on November the 27th, Mercury will square off to Neptune. Okay. And so again, this is all about faith, belief, trust. Mercury, the messenger, is kind of going to revisit and say, we have to have some faith and hope. Look for what gives you hope. I say that every day now. The news always seems like, crazy, awful, terrifying. But then you kind of find the good nuggets. You have to listen carefully. That's also Mercury, listening. But this is really significant because Neptune is stationing direct on December the 6th. So the tide's about to turn. We had Saturn stationing direct in the sign of Pisces. By the time Mercury squares off to Neptune, Saturn is still at the 0 degree, He's going to leave that degree the next day, November, or later on the 27th. So this is his last degree, last day at that 0 degree. And he's going to start moving on and building up speed. And now Neptune turns direction, more tides turning. I really do sense huge tides turning in so many ways, globally and for many people. For some, it's kind of more of a bit of a challenge, but things are shifting. And Mercury will give us some ideas about where this is going. And then Mercury will enter the sign of Capricorn on December the 1st, just 5 days before Neptune stations direct. Neptune will station direct at that point, at that minute. So Neptune is stationed and Mercury moves into Capricorn, and that will be another video. But overall, I just wanted to really emphasize, oh, it's nice Earth grand trine there. But anyway, I really wanted to emphasize for you all how this fire and air is going to bring some movement in. If you think about air blowing, fanning the flames and, you know, creativity and passion, and people will be a bit more excited. People have been a bit in the doldrums. So I am really looking forward to this period until the beginning of December, having a bit of fire and air, and to kind of just get everybody moving, shift some energy and start the change. So look forward to it. And don't forget to subscribe to my channel, give me a thumbs up and leave me a comment. And I will see you next time.